Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, let's get right down to business. Christian Gonzalez, is he playing this week?
Oh, you son of a gun. I hate predicting injuries. My guess is if he plays, it's going to be on a limited basis. You know, like, we hadn't practiced since July 28th until Wednesday. We got to see 4 periods of him on Wednesday and Thursday, and, like, he didn't do anything on Wednesday, really. Ran in a straight line for a little bit in warm-ups. Thursday, a little bit more activity. But again, like, is he in football shape? I would doubt that. So, like, wouldn't it make sense to just sort of slowly break him in if he does play?
It'd make a hell of a lot more sense.
Can you slowly break in against DK?
If you play zone, I think
you can play
zone,
12 to 15 plays or something.
I even worry about that, Mike. Not to interrupt your thing there, but I feel like even he can still get hurt in those 12 plays.
Yep.
It's about just going hard even one time. Could rip it. It's not about how many plays. It's about just being out there asked to cover someone as fast as DK and him, you know, even if he has a few amount of plays, I still feel like he is sensitive to maybe re-entering that hamstring. That's just my take. But,
well, I mean, look, if it was up to me, like, if you're asking me what I would do, I would not. Like, you got to show me you're, yep, like, you can run and twist and turn and, like, you can deal with some more than, you know, a few days to practice, but we'll see what they do.
Okay, Mike. The game plan last week is very, very different on offense from week one to week two. I mean, the Pats were under center 53% of the time last week versus 22% versus Vegas. Just the air yards in week two were shorter than they were in week one. He was excellent. Drake May was against the blitz in week two. I thought the offense was just so different and obviously more effective. What do you anticipate from an offensive standpoint for this game and maybe moving forward based off of what you saw last week?
Yeah, I think the first thing was Josh McDaniels wanted to remind you, like, they have all that stuff in their bag. They just couldn't really necessarily do it because the game, in his words, kind of got away from them in week one against Vegas. But I mean, look. Repeat it until someone adjusts to it and takes it away from you. They clearly were more comfortable running the offense the way they did, getting Drake out, you know, on the boot actions, the deliberate boot action plays that, you know, cuts the field in half for him. So when we talk about taking stuff off his plate, well, that's kind of an example of taking stuff off his plate, right? Like, I know that was a big debate, but, like, to me, hey, now you only got to read high-low, or maybe you're flooding the area, so you got three receivers. But if it's not, if you don't see it right away, you can use your athleticism. He looked like an athlete, which he didn't really look like an athlete in the first game. And we know he's a good athlete. So, like, I thought all those things were good signs, and those are the things that you want to feed. Steelers can't stop the run. 100-plus yard rusher in the Jets game, Breece Hall. Kenneth Walker went over 100 yards in this past game, averaged 8.1 yards a carry. So, like, again, it's a good chance for them to be sort of that balanced offense that they were, where you're not putting Drake in situations where he's got to throw 35, 40 times.
So, Mike, what would you say was your favorite thing you saw the Patriots do in week two that they didn't do in week one?
I did like the idea of getting Drake out in the boot action stuff. I thought that that was, and I think we have this debate all the time, right? And the football nerds will tell you that your play doesn't play the ball well. I always feel like that's a little bit, you know, whatever. Like, when you start to run the ball and consistently stick with it, I think that makes that action so much better. So, sort of all part of the package of, like, that was really, and not like, he's good at right now.
Mike, on the defensive side of the ball, Robert Spillane, these tackling issues. For some reason, they've really annoyed me, and I'm seeing all these numbers. He's the only guy in the NFL with, like, a more than 50% missed tackle rate. He's a guy that Ted and Fitzy had told me was going to lead the NFL with 175 tackles. He has six in two games. Concerning? Is this just a guy that's finding his footing in a new defense? What are your thoughts on these tackling issues?
I feel like they're asking him to do a little bit too much, you know? And look, like, the awful, it's an awful defensive call on the Achan touchdown where you've got him covering Achan in space man to man. Like, come on. Like, there's
double team.
Safeties
him, man.
Have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Safeties have a hard time doing that. You're going to put him in that spot. They put a lot on his plate, and I think he might just be thinking through some of it a little bit. I don't expect this to continue. Like, I mean, if you, I don't know about 175 tackles, but, like, he was in the middle of everything this summer, and I think he'll be in the middle of it again, and he'll stop missing the tackle. Too good of it.
Okay, hey, Mike, I don't know where you are, but your phone kind of cups in and out, so maybe if you could walk to a better spot, that would probably help us out here. But let me ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, it just, you know, had a good game, I guess, week one, I guess, but last week, not so good. I mean, you see he's last in the NFL in average yards per attempt at 5.3. They're not that good on offense, 36% on third down rate. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and this Steelers team coming in? Do you think they match up against the Patriots? Do you think the Patriots have a chance against a team that feels like they're kind of still trying to find themselves?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to put it, Ted, that they're trying to find themselves. Like, you saw in week one, two balls on slants to DK Metcalf behind him. So what happens in week two? Two balls in front of them. Like, they didn't play together a ton. They certainly didn't get any preseason action together, and I think they're still kind of figuring that out. They're not running the ball well, so that's putting too much on Rodgers' plate at 40, whatever years old he is. He's still good outside the pocket. Like, I think he's still really good outside the pocket. So you're probably going to want to try to keep him in the pocket because he feels like, since the Achilles injury, he doesn't like to stay there for very long. He's not that comfortable, so that would be part of the plan. But, like, look, if they're going to run for 3 yards a clip, which is what they ran last week, like, that's a great spot for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Mike, it feels like the Steelers have been getting by on reputation for a long time. You know, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season as a head coach. That's great, but they also haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. They haven't won in Gillette Stadium since 2008. And Steelers fans, by and large, are now getting very testy, if not frustrated, with the organization as well. What do people take the same view of the Steelers? Like, is the big bad Steelers coming to town? Or is it like, this is an organization that is like one bad season away from kind of just going in complete turnaround?
Well, they did something that they've never really done, right? They went kind of all in. You know, the signing of Rodgers, the trading of Metcalf, giving him the massive contract, that's sort of not how the Steelers have operated, especially on that side of the ball. And so, you know, it's going to take a little time to come together. I think the big disappointment for them is they were telling everybody, players on the team, people that are covering the team, that this defense was the top five defense. And through 2 weeks, they've given up 63 points, which I think is the most in the first two games of a Tomlin tenure. And I don't know how soon they are to turning that around. It doesn't look like Porter's going to play this weekend. No Highsmith. They've got lots of holes. And right now, they don't seem capable of fixing them.
Mike, we'll get you out on this. I put up a poll today asking Patriots fans which of the three units they had the most faith in right now, 2 weeks into the season, offense, defense, special teams. A resounding 76% say the offense, which kind of surprised me.
You asked that 2 weeks ago, it would be flipped.
Opposite, yeah. And it stunned me. So, A, do you agree with that? What would you vote for? Which of the three units do you have the most faith in? And do you have faith the Patriots will get the win on Sunday?
That is a good question. If the kicker was more consistent, I would say special teams.
If my aunt had balls.
Missing, I know, but he's listening. He's missing extra points in the landing zone, which, good God, how can you miss the landing zone? It's huge. I guess I would say offense. And I don't say that with a ton of confidence because I think Miami's defense is wretched, and you weren't very good offensively in week one. You were for pockets of it, but yeah, I mean, defensively, you're not there yet. Maybe when Gonzalez comes back full go, you could be what we thought you might be. But for now, I guess I would say offense. But, I mean, I don't say that with a ton of confidence.
And are they going to win?
Yes.
Nah. You didn't say that with a ton of confidence either.
Well, you didn't like the question mark at the end of that?
I'm Mike Giardi. They're going to win.
Exactly.
All right, we'll hold you to that, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll see if you were right or wrong. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Good, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.